Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission na mBan with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week we head back to the Green Schools Ceremony, where schools across the region collected their green flags. We caught up with two secondary schools on the day, St Brendan's College in Belmont and Sancta Maria College in Lewsburg. We begin by asking Phoebe, a first-year student in Lewsburg, how she got involved in the green schools in her new school.
Well, personally, I found it very interesting learning about how to improve our environmental studies within our school. We did many things, including going through bins, sorting out our rubbish.
This green flag, what have you got this one today for?
We got our global citizenship litter and waste.
That'll be your sixth, is it?
Yes, I think so it is. We are on the climate action team. A few of the first years are helping out with it.
And is it important that there's a mix of students from all years, not just one year in particular, that it becomes a school-wide sort of thing to try and push the green schools even more?
Yes, a few other years have green schools teams and climate action teams, including TYs and first years.
I'll speak now with Grace Kelly. Grace, what sort of things have the school undertaken this year to try and push forward in getting this green flag?
Yeah, we've been working on picking up litter in town, emptying bins, like Phoebe said, and we've been looking at vapes and how they're so bad for the environment, like not biodegradable, they're so bad for you.
When you speak of global citizenship and litter waste, that it's on a broader scale, it's not just in the school, you have to look at the bigger picture as well.
Yeah, definitely, everywhere in town, around the place, like there's just awful rubbish everywhere, so need to look at that as well.
Finally, the third student, Gracie Western. Gracie, is it important to incorporate your community? I know Grace spoke there about doing litter pickups in and around the community, but how important is it to get other people involved with these sort of things, especially given that it is global citizenship you're trying to look at?
I think it's important to spread what we've learned and let other people know about the issues that they might not have learned about.
Going forward, I know you're only first year students now, but is it something that you'd like to do? You'd like to stay involved with the green schools in the school and hopefully see the school get a few more green flags?
Yeah, definitely. I've learned a lot already, and I think we'll learn a lot if we continue it and spread it around the school.
Miss Joan Rennick, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Green Schools Coordinator over in Santa Maria in Lewsburg. You've been involved for several years now. There was a number of years there through COVID where things were difficult. How, as a school, did you look after your green schools then? Because often things could get pushed to the back burner for that short space of time. But was it something that Santa Maria looked at and made sure it still was pushed forward in a good manner?
Well, actually, I'm involved for the last five years, and the COVID lockdown was very interesting, really, because at the time, our next green flag to attain was the biodiversity one. And it was actually a lifesaver at the time because, as you remember, getting out in the fresh air was a lifesaver, especially in school. And I was dealing with the senior green team at the time, which were transition years, and it was just a joy to be able to get outside and work on the biodiversity green flag. It really was a saviour at the time, I remember, and it really got me involved in attaining the green flags and going further. And we've just achieved our next one now, the global citizenship litter and waste. And we've started teaching climate action to first years as a short course, and they love it. And it's such a a relevant topical issue, really. And the enthusiasm of the first years coming in from primary schools who have attained green flags as well has just been a joy to teach and to be involved in, to be honest.
We then spoke to some people from St Brendan's College in Belmullet who were collecting a green flag for travel. We asked one student, a new student in the school, whether joining the Green Schools Committee had helped them settle into their new surroundings.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it's a really nice experience because we don't do that at home. So it's nice to see other countries, progressing more towards environmentally friendly stuff at school.
This has been all about travel. What sort of things have you gone about within St Brendan's to try and emphasise travel and the green schools?
So we've started an initiative about carpooling more because it's more financially and environmentally friendly. So.
And down in Belmullet, there's a big catchment area, I know myself, of people coming to school down there. So a lot of buses run, not as many cars run. Is that something that's a good, in fairness, for the environment and something that stands towards you in your green schools?
Oh yeah, buses are definitely more environmentally friendly since there's more people that can fit on them. So.
Roisin, have you been involved in the green school since you started off in St Brendan's?
I've been involved since green school since second year now.
Tell me a little bit more about other things. I know we spoke about carpooling and whatnot, but what other little bits and pieces have you done regarding green schools since last September, since you came back to school again?
We kind of did a research on outside the school about the walkability and cyclability, and we found that it wasn't very suitable. So we were planning on, we did an audit and we found a need for better infrastructure outside the school.
Is this something that you're trying to get all of your school involved in, not just the junior cycle, but it's important to see this pushed up into the senior cycle and even into the outside the school community, getting various groups helping out around Belmullet?
100%. We want all of the years in the school to participate in this. We want everyone to try walk to school and to cycle to school if possible.
I'll speak to your teacher, Miss Margaret Heffernan, Green Schools Coordinator. You've been involved for quite a while. This one, travel, very topical considering all the talk we hear now about electric cars and different things in a school, particularly down in a rural part of Ireland, to be getting a green flag and being recognised for this.
Yeah, when we started the travel flag, I thought, my God, what can we do? It was kind of a slow starter. And then after we did our audit with Lucas, our travel ambassador, we realised that there's a huge amount we can do in terms of infrastructure, especially around the school. So to start with, we don't even have a pedestrian crossing outside our school. So we're really campaigning to get that, to facilitate not just us, but also the students of Our Ladies, and also the wheelchair users in the IWA next door to us. So that's a big, big thing. Secondly, when we looked at the audit, we saw there's no speed limit coming in from the main belt Mullet Road, Bananaba Mullet Road, into St. Brendan's, to our no sign to indicate that there's a school there. So that's very, very important in terms of avoiding accidents. And then thirdly, the access road to both Our Ladies and ourselves is in a terrible state at the moment, so we're canvassing, and the council have promised us that it will be fixed in the immediate future. But we've had to campaign, we've had to keep contacting councillors. The audit was sent to the county engineer, and he has looked at it. So there's a kind of a great awareness around our needs, and I suppose we won't stop until we get that infrastructure in place.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.